How's it going, everyone? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help the over 40 crowd fight the aging process without giving up their social life. In this episode, I kind of wanted to do an update of, you know, all the different podcast interviews I've done with all these fabulous health and wellness professionals. And lately, I've just gotten so much information that I can help tighten up my own game. And these episodes aren't going to be published for about 2 months, so I kind of wanted to do just a pre-recap of some things I've already been implementing right now to my daily routine. So if you're interested, stay tuned. Yeah, so like I mentioned in the intro, I've been doing a lot of podcasting on other shows or being interviewed or interviewing other professionals, and ranging from, you know, chiropractors, physical therapists, to just biohackers, and a lot of just little tidbits of how to tighten up the game that I'm trying to do with currently doing a dirty style of keto, maybe low carb, trying to go a little more organic, cleaner water, and then a lot of fasting. And not only that, but just some of the exercises I do with my lower back. And let me just start off by, you know, I promote a lot about journaling, all the kind of stuff you're doing, and having it down on a list, because it's easy to forget things. So here's my daily routine right now. So it's 6:30 a.m. That's when I wake up. I stop drinking coffee and learn to drink coffee later, at least an hour, 2 hours if you can, prolong the process. It just helps boost your energy levels naturally, and then you can add the caffeine in, versus if you have the caffeine as soon as you wake up, your natural ability to raise your energy levels gets diminished, which is why you crash later. And since I started implementing that, it's been huge. So 6:30 a.m., I drink water and just add in the lemon juice. And then after that, a quick rinse to, you know, get that acid off my teeth so it doesn't chew up your teeth. Lemon has a real awesome effect, even though it's an acid, of alkalizing your body and your stomach, you know, immediately before you do anything else for the day. And it doesn't break your fast. So 7 a.m., I immediately go into my hot shower and do all my stretches for my back routine. There's so many that I can do in a shower tub. It's not even that much space, but I make it work. And then 7:30 a.m., I clean up the house, whatever you people do, and prepping for work. And I just take my first round of vitamins, and I was taking a detox drink as well. And what I've learned from, like I mentioned, other health and wellness professionals is certain vitamins, like my vitamin C chewables, have a sweet taste to it. That's enough. There is no sugar in there, but just that fake sugar, whatever they use to get that flavor, is enough for your body to trick an insulin response in the body, which breaks your fast. So how long it takes to reset and get back into that fasting mode where you're burning more fat, I'm not sure. But it definitely, since I've been watching that, and my detox drink had cinnamon, which does the same effect. It tricks your body into thinking, oh, cinnamon's used on sweet things. Let's have an insulin response more than normal. You know, obviously we have responses with insulin through our body no matter what. But noticeable difference, you know, now that I've been doing this for about 3 weeks from where I am Monday mornings when I start all over again from my partying on the weekend. So then 8 a.m. I have my coffee, and I used to have like 3 cups minimum a day. Now I'm just 1 and 2 if needed later, but 8 a.m. is my first, you know, cup of coffee. And then 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm doing errands, I'm doing podcasts, helping my wife. All in the mix, I'm drinking water, more vitamins that don't break my fast, and making sure to use a little bit of sea salt too, because if you're drinking a lot of water, you want to diminish all your electrolytes and, you know, lower your sodium too much. So a little sprinkle in there. And then at 2 p.m., drinking 50 milligrams in my protein shake with as little water as you can, but with 50 grams, it's pretty much an entire shaker bottle of water. And then 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m., more water, more vitamins. And I kind of messed this up, but, you know, back to 3 p.m., I had my first protein drink at 2 p.m., give your body a little chance to simulate that, and that's the best way to break a fast anyways, is just with a protein drink. And then 3 p.m., having your first meal, and either eggs or meat plus veggies, and then it helps to have my detox drink then, the apple cider vinegar with my cinnamon, black pepper, and any digestive enzymes I've been using. If it's meat, eggs, I don't, you know, I only want to waste so much of that supplement. So I really just do it for the tough meats. And, you know, and depending on either eating eggs or meat, then my next meal would be vice versa. 4 p.m. would be my nuts, and I'm on the keto diet. So for me, it's pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds, all deshelled, and they have the lowest net carbs and tons of protein and minerals I'm looking for in those nuts. Then at 5 p.m., I eat whatever the vice versa was, the eggs or meat. And if it's meat, I'll take the digestive enzymes. And then same thing, veggies, apple cider vinegar, detox drink. If I want to do a second round of that, it's not the funnest. You know, it actually, apple cider vinegar kind of kicks your hunger pretty good. So depending on how hungry you are, you might want to take it. If you're not that hungry, if you drink it, you might not even eat your food. So, you know, make that decision. And then 6 p.m., just anything pickled, a couple swigs of kombucha. You know, I don't want to drink too much of kombucha because it does have some sugar in it. But, you know, pickled veggies or pickles. And for sure, I've been doing, I was doing minced garlic to get my garlic. But now I'm getting olives stuffed with little garlic cloves. And I do that for my skin because it helps with your collagen. It's got sulfur in it that, you know, helps with that process. And since I started doing garlic just in general, you know, the bumps on my arms, shoulders, and triceps, just coming from age and, you know, people call it chicken skin, and learning more about collagen and how that helps within just a few days of staying consistent with your garlic. Oh my God, smooth as silk. And my wife started doing it for her back. She had kind of the bumpy back, and same thing, 3 to 4 days, smooth. And then as soon as either one of us kind of stopped the routine, boom, it comes back. So then there's some theory of why is that even happening? That's a contributed. I've talked to other health and wellness professionals, especially a clinical nutritionist, who kind of says that more stems from liver health and all that. But you do the best you can. So until I'm ready to really focus on my liver and real clean liver health, this is what I got. And then 7 p.m., taking berries. I'm on the keto diet, so I can only really have a small handful of berries. And they have really low carbs, but I started switching that at nighttime because of another personal trainer, podcaster, Zico, was on my show and mentioned the benefits of berries before you sleep. So the kind of theory behind that is these antioxidants in the berries specifically, there's a little bit more than other fruits, can protect you from the stress of sleep disorder. Consuming antioxidant-rich berries before bed can help reduce your overall physical stress, therefore giving you a more restful sleep. And never really had problems with sleep. You know, I've always kind of been I call myself like a grizzly bear. Like I only sleep six and a half hours and I am out. You know, I've even had Fitbits to show, you know, how much motion are you doing at night, and I've got nothing. But I do feel a little refreshed by adding that in more than usual, which means less caffeine later. So kind of since I've been doing that, I don't think I need that second cup of coffee later in the day, but don't quote me on that one. It's only been a week of doing the berries. And then, you know, before I go to bed, I take my omega-3s, and I really determine on that's helping with inflammation and counteracting all the omega-6s we have in our diets. And I really kind of base that on did I have fish or anything that's high in omega-3 that day? And if I did, I won't take them. Normally, I only eat like salmon once a week, so pretty much every day I'm taking those omega-3s. Yeah, so that's kind of my routine right now, and I'm really liking it. It's just so awesome, just, you know, tightening up my game. Mostly Monday through Friday. If you've been listening to my show for a while, you know, I like kind of cutting loose on weekends and having fun and throwing everything in the trash. And it's been working as long as you have a consistent schedule with your clean eating days. And another person I had, physical therapist, Rick Olderman, besides diet, going back to just body, you know, I've been talking about how well I feel by really doing more quality type workouts, less time, doing that more time under tension principle, and loving all the physical therapy exercises I've been doing, and, you know, ditching the ones that don't make me feel good. And, you know, I feel like I'm like 97% now. I always kind of said I was at 94-95% of being back to where I was prior to all my back problems. And having him on the show, Rick Olderman, he basically broke it down so simply of what a lot of people with lower back problems of why that's happening. And it's kind of knew some of it, and kind of some information was new to me. And I asked him, like, why is it that so many physical therapists are on so many different paths of where they are? There's no like ground level of like education across the board, and they all end up doing something else, and it all helps people and it works. And like I said, I learned a lot from each and every one of them. But he actually agreed. He just said the level of education the physical therapists get, but it's so uniform low that they haven't updated this in so long that they basically just train these physical therapists to treat what's wrong now without the underlying condition of how this started in the first place. And, you know, and that's kind of my problems with the medical doctor profession field of, they don't really have a basic information on nutrition and working out and all the benefits. It's more just pharmacology and diseases, which, you know, that has its place. But it's just interesting. So he showed me a couple new exercises and a reason I might be having still some tightness in my back, and gave me a new exercise. And I've been doing that now for 2 days. And you know what? My test is every morning when I wake up out of bed, I do a little toe touch, and normally it would take me an hour, hour and a half to just get warmed up before I can do something like that. And I'm telling you, I'm getting closer and closer every morning, just right from the get-go. So, you know, I'm super impressed with all these things I'm learning and adding to the program. And, you know, I implore all of you that are on your fitness journey and listening to my podcast and you like mine, that, you know, go ahead and check out other shows too. You learn so much by just going out there, and you'll know, read the description, browse through all the titles, and just pick the ones that you're interested in. Start there. And then if you really do vibe with someone and you like them, subscribe to the show. But that's all I got today. Just wanted to do a quick rundown of all the updates I've been doing. But everything I just mentioned with all those people I interviewed will, you know, be less than 2 months to get all of them up at this point onto the show. So thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
If you'd like a little bit of help of checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help you, point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode, everyone. And I just wanted to say that if anything from this episode resonated with you and it makes you think of somebody, please share and help someone out. You know, I do a lot of variety of topics, and not everything I say works for everyone, but there is going to be that one episode that makes you think of somebody that could help. So I really appreciate it. And just off of looking back the last 3 years of all the episodes I've done, I think three really stand out that I think could help a lot of people. And that's episode 71 with Dr. Amy, where we go into diaphragmatic breathing and how that can really help with your pain levels, and did for me. Episode 195, I had Tim Kelly on, and we really dove deep into microminerals and how important that is and how horrible the American diet is. And the third being episode 292, a more recent one, where I talk about the three tips I would do to help out your lower back. And one of those is just a simple YouTube video that my chiropractor gave me that just took me to the next step of lowering my pain, giving me more range of motion. And I just want to put that out there to check those out if you're having any of these issues. And like I said, thanks for listening.